And let's go now to Pakistani political analyst and author Aisha Siddiqa. She's the author of Military Inc., Inside Pakistan's Military Economy, among other books. Welcome to the program once again.
Hi.
Now, given what Julie McCarthy just said about some people describing this as an assault on the sovereignty of Pakistan, I'm curious what you did when you heard the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed in this way.
I'll tell you something very interesting. I was, in fact, woken up. Somebody called from India saying, what is your reaction? I hadn't even, like, watched television. I was like, wait a minute. But what I remember very clearly was the uncanny resemblance of Osama bin Laden's death with Ziaul-Haq's.
Ziaul-Haq, let's remind people, in the late 1980s, a Pakistani dictator was killed in a plane crash.
Yeah, 1988. This was 17th August, 1988. I was 22 years old then. And I remember there was a sense of complete disbelief then when we heard the news of Zia's death. He'd been on our senses for so long. The same happened when I heard about Osama bin Laden's death. Could it be possible? Is he dead? And I think immediately the realization that, like, we continue to deal with, within quotes, Zia's children, it will be many, many years, when we'll be dealing with Osama bin Laden's children. And in fact, bin Laden and Zia's children are connected.
Somebody was telling, because Zia was an Islamist who encouraged Islamist thought and Islamist groups in Pakistan, somebody told me that when you heard the news, you actually left Islamabad, the capital. Is that true?
No. I was scheduled to go, but my reaction was, I don't want to be in this town for the moment, because everybody will go mad. And considering the reactions, I mean, for instance, the media, I heard your correspondent talk about what people are saying, but I think what you should also make a note of is that this popular right-wing media in Pakistan is trying to project this whole event in a certain way. For example, I got a call from a local anchor person, and who said, she was interviewing me, and she was like, she asked me a couple of questions, and her third question was, but doesn't it kind of annoy you, or doesn't it worry you that a U.S. special operation was taking place so close to the capital city? And I interjected. I said, wait a minute, aren't you asking this question to yourself, that how come there was Osama bin Laden so close to the Pakistani capital city?
In other words, the conservative media, you call them the right-wing media in Pakistan, are pushing the question, why did the United States intrude on Pakistan's sovereignty? And your question back is, why was Osama bin Laden allowed to operate so close to the heart of Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, why was he allowed to be there?
Now, given the description that we heard of Julie McCarthy, from Julie McCarthy of the town of Abbottabad, do you find it plausible that bin Laden could hide there without some knowledge by someone in the military establishment?
See, it doesn't seem likely. I mean, ISI sniffs around very intensely. I mean, our phones get tapped. My phone gets tapped. There's so many others whose phones get tapped, politicians, political activists.
The inter-services intelligence, that's ISI that you're referring to.
And there is ISI, there is Army's military intelligence, and there is a civilian intelligence bureau. I mean, in fact, it's so funny. The other day, there was this friend who is an expert. He's an academic. He's an expert on the Middle East. And he sent a letter. He lives in Lahore.
I just got about 10 seconds here, Aisha.
All right. So he wanted to give a lecture in Islamabad on the Middle East, and he got approached by intelligence bureau who were asking him all sorts of questions. Now, in this kind of environment, how come nobody knew that Osama bin Laden was there?
And we'll have to end with that question. Aisha, thanks very much.
Okay.
Aisha Siddiqa is the author of Military Inc., Inside Pakistan's Military Economy, speaking with us by telephone from Pakistan, where Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces over the weekend. You're listening to special coverage from NPR News.